Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. This is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. So that is just to let you guys know that that's when this happened and that this was a pre-recorded episode. But I love you all so much. Thanks for listening. This is going to be an amazing episode. And DM me on Instagram or write in the Geneva in the recent episode little group chat what you liked about this episode. I will 100% look out for that. So keep the conversation going because I want to see which episodes you guys are enjoying. And enjoy this one. Love you. Hey guys, welcome back to Circle Time. We have a very, very exciting episode today. We're actually live from New York.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
Circle.
Circlers, guess who's here? Do you want to introduce yourself to the Circlers? I always like my guests to say their name themselves because I'm always scared I'm going to mess it up.
I love that. That's like when you forget the person's name. It's okay. She just kicked me. She was like, don't fuck up this intro.
Yeah.
I actually hate introducing myself. I feel
really?
So awkward.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I have to grow and learn from this experience.
That's the point of Circle Time.
My name is Hannah Berner, comedian and podcaster. You may know me from Giggly Squad. That's how I met Kelsey.
That's true.
We connected over it. And Paige, unfortunately, is too busy to be here right now.
She really is.
So I was just like, well, if Kelsey's coming to New York, I want to hang out with her.
I wasn't going to let this moment pass.
Yeah.
But I, for a second, I was like, they definitely don't want to come on this podcast.
Oh my God. Well, I do have to say, it's hard to get us out of bed.
I get that.
But Circle Time, I prioritize Circle Time.
Okay, so I DM'd Hannah and Paige in a group on Instagram.
We didn't see it.
No, it was embarrassing. I was like, hey guys, coming to New York. Do you want to hang out or maybe come on my podcast? And then no one responded. And then I was like, I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe they didn't see it, even though you did.
Wait, you're getting big times.
Then
I texted Hannah. This is so embarrassing.
Because I don't know why I didn't just text her in the first place. I don't know why I had to do like the Instagram group DM. I don't have Paige's number. I wanted Paige to feel included. She probably doesn't give a fuck.
Paige
but
is
I was
hard
like,
to get. Nobody has Paige's number. I don't have Paige's number.
Like, I was like, I'm just going to, I'll DM them both so Paige like doesn't feel left out. Like she cares. Okay. Like Paige and I have not spoken.
No, Paige loves
since
you.
Since I've seen her last.
And she loves you.
No, and I'll take your word for it, but everything's like pointing to the fact.
What I love how you're starting this off calling me out. This is the energy I love. I want to, yes.
Okay, well then I texted Hannah worse. And I said, hey, this is so embarrassing because I already DM'd you on Instagram, but like, I'm just feeling a little bit desperate. So do you want to come on my podcast? And then I was like, I literally looked at Cody and I was like, fuck it. Like I just sent it. Like it's not a big deal. It's totally fine. And he was like, yeah, it's like, truly not a big deal, but okay. And then Hannah says,
hey, haha, whose number is this? Didn't save it. Like something along those lines. And I was like, oh my God, this is getting,
who this person is. This is getting more and more, right now?
More and more embarrassing. I literally said, this is getting more and more embarrassing.
The reason why I'm laughing so hard is because I put you on a pedestal. Like, I feel like I feel like you gave me your number and I was like, why do I have Kelsey's number? Like, this is crazy.
That's
like,
insane.
So like, we're both missing the point, you know, like we both are nervous. We're both anxious.
Really sweet of us.
I think we're both a little socially anxious, yeah, and just like humble queens. So
I
like,
think that's what it is.
That's what it is. And I think when I'm in LA, I'm also very lost and like people are giving me numbers and I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not.
Right.
This is our coming to Jesus in circle time, mm-hmm, our religious experience.
Yes, it's always religious here.
I'm sorry, I didn't save your number.
No, and it's totally
you should
fine.
Have sent a pigeon. I would have gotten it. There's a lot of pigeons in New York.
Maybe I'll try that next time. I want you guys
the
to come on.
The second you were like, it's Kels. Because I looked back at the conversation. There was no evidence of it being you. It was me texting you being like, thanks for having me.
No, you said like, thanks for mentioning Giggly Squad.
Oh yeah, thanks for mentioning Giggly Squad. And I couldn't remember. It was like 2 years ago. And you were like, no problem. And I'm like, I was really trying to do the detective work.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I've had once this guy comic DM'd me trying to get in my pod. And I wasn't responding. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't you just text me? And he was like, because I have too many Hannahs in my phone. I don't know if one's one that I like went on an awkward date
That's
with.
That's crazy.
And I was like, well, I'm not responding to your DMs.
So do you just not respond to people's DMs usually, or what's the deal?
I actually take pride in being pretty good with DMs.
Okay.
It's some days I'll get overwhelmed though.
Yeah.
I have those days
I
where
get
like,
that.
Or I post something crazy, like something I ate in the morning that everyone's like, this is
you
insane.
You mean the cottage cheese and the eggs?
Yeah, that day I couldn't go on my phone. Not because it was too negative. It just was like an influx of people being like, I'm reporting you.
No, we should talk about that. If you don't follow Hannah on Instagram, first of all, you should, because she's hilarious and beautiful, and she just got her hair done. Huge debut.
But every now and then, it's a jump scare.
Right. But she posted her breakfast on her Instagram story, and like, I wasn't going to like respond and be like, what the fuck is this? Because
everyone else did.
I figured someone else had to have taken that off my plate for me.
No pun intended.
Truly. But it was like eggs. Well, was it scrambled eggs?
I think it was scrambled eggs, tuna fish, and cottage cheese.
That, do you know how that is like really fucked up?
It's literally Nightmare Blunt rotation.
Oh my God, it literally is.
But this is the thing. I read a book. Actually, I didn't read a book. I read a chapter.
You
I
saw
read
a paragraph. TikTok.
I saw a TikTok. And they were like, I'm really bad in the mornings. We were talking about this. Like,
yeah.
It takes me like 8 hours to wake up.
I really am as well.
At 5 p.m. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. It's the day starting. Yeah. And then I like get tired at 8. And then I get like this real rush of creativity at like midnight.
Okay.
So I'm like, I need to learn how to be a morning person. And someone was like, you have to start eating savory things in the morning.
Really?
They were like, you shouldn't, but this, again, you can't believe any of this stuff, but she was like, my whole life's changed.
Okay.
When I started eating savory things. And I'm like, okay, I like eggs. And like, but I need something else. And then there was like the cottage cheese trend on TikTok. Never,
I mean, that I do love. I will watch her dip just about anything into cottage cheese.
Anything can be a vehicle for cottage cheese if you believe in it enough.
She opened the door.
Cottage cheese marketing team is crushing it right now.
But do you want to know the difference between her and what you posted?
Let's not compare the two.
I'm just saying, like, don't. Okay, eggs are soft and cottage cheese is also soft. She's taking carrots. She's taking a snappy chicken apple sausage.
She's mixing textures.
Yes.
Hot take. Eggs and cottage cheese are so good together.
I did hear you defend it on Giggly Squad.
I'll defend it with my life because it's a cheese.
It's a cheese.
And sometimes when you take the cold cottage cheese, mm-hmm, and a hot omelet, mm-hmm, and you put it together, you just gagged. If a pregnant woman's grossed out by this, you know it's bad.
No, my God. We get grossed out over everything. At least
don't
I do.
Like pickles with ice cream and stuff? Or is that made up?
like pregnant people or like just me?
Pregnant Kelsey.
I haven't tried it pregnant. I haven't tried it. I almost said sober.
I haven't tried it when I'm sober and pregnant.
Nor have I tried it pregnant. But it doesn't appeal to me. The craziest thing that I like combination Crave. That I thought sounded good was a Cheeto and like soft serve ice cream.
See, that's because the sweet and the salty and the texture.
I didn't actually try it though. I was just like, that sounds kind of good.
You just had a little like dream.
Yeah, just a little daydream about it.
Being a little crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I highly recommend, and a little ketchup, and then put it on, add some bread if you want a little hard texture.
Okay.
The tuna fish, I'm having trouble defending it
right now. Give or take.
I am that friend that will ruin the day because I bring a tuna fish sandwich.
I don't mind the smell, which...
Thank you.
I mean, maybe that's the wrong opinion. But I wouldn't, like, I don't mind, like, hard-boiled eggs. I don't mind tuna fish. I don't mind the smell there at all.
I used to, like, be on a tennis team, and we'd all get sandwiches at Subway, and we'd go back in this little van.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, you get tuna.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like, I need my protein. Maybe because I wanted the reaction out of people. Maybe I didn't get enough attention as a child.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but I do like the taste of a little... You know, you put in some mustard and some relish, and ooh, we're getting crazy.
No, I love that, too. It's just the eggs. It's honestly the eggs. Not even the cottage cheese.
I do have to say, there is a point with eggs when it starts tasting too much like eggs that I need to retire from the eggs.
Yeah. The egg ick.
The egg ick.
It's a phenomenon.
It's literally just like a guy who is tall and then you start to hear his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I've had enough.
You know, it's never been the tall for me.
Well, you're with an adorable, I'd say like medium-sized king.
I would say so too, but I just feel like I've never dated a tall man. I dated one tall man. And
how'd it go?
It was the worst experience
tall
of my life.
Tall men can be terrible people
it
too.
It was truly awful.
Raise awareness, tall men
really,
can be shitty
really
too.
Really wish I didn't. I should probably take
you
some of
this out.
You
had to like look up the whole
me.
Time. Your neck was hurting.
Yeah, sure.
Also, sometimes their pee-pee is like, normal size, but it looks smaller because they're so big.
I actually believe that like all tall guys have small peepees, if you will.
Wild things were spreading. I will spread this rumor.
Because like that has to be the case.
Yeah. Well, I know that they don't develop full encompassing personalities because when you're tall, people just assume you know things because you're like closer to God.
Okay. But like,
also, I brought up God multiple times.
Yeah, I didn't know how religious you were. That's amazing. This is the last time we hang out, probably.
Look, God and I have never. God is a fuckboy. He's never responded to me.
God is tall.
But I also haven't reached out to him. God is tall. God has a man bun.
Oh my God. He does.
And Jesus looks like Jonathan Van Ness. Anyway.
Okay, I have very, very exciting news. This is huge. All right. You know I love my Beast Blender. I've talked about it before. But today, on January 4th, Happy New Year, by the way, Beast is launching a brand new blender, the Mini. That's right, the Mini. So it's half the size of the original Beast Blender, and it's perfect for apartments, dorm rooms, and any small living space. The Mini comes in three gorgeous colors and starts at only $99. Now, like I said, you know I love my Beast Blender, so this is very exciting because it's even more convenient. The Mini comes with a straw cap and a drinking lid so you can make your smoothies and take them to go in the same bottle. It is super quick, portable, and makes just like the cutest cup. These blenders are so, I just think they're beautiful. And so now it's like a cute little cup too. It's perfect. The blender design is so easy to use, clean, and is pretty enough to double as kitchen decor, like I was just saying. The Beast Blender is the perfect tool to make quick, healthy, and delicious smoothies and so many other things. I use mine to make salad dressings, smoothies, obviously. I'm going to be making baby food in there one day. And Cody has used it to make things for desserts that he's baking, stuff like that. The Beast Blender is just the best. And the Mini has a 600-watt motor that crushes ingredients and makes them so smooth. Because you know I am sensitive about food stuff, right? Textures, especially my smoothies. I do not think that there should be chunks. You know, there just shouldn't. That's why they're called smoothies. And that never happens with Maybe Splendor because it works so well. And that's why I love it. Everything is just perfect and it's beautiful and it works well and I love it. And now they have the mini. So go check it out. Visit thebeast.com and use code CIRCLETIME to take 15% off your purchase. That's THEBEAST.com and use code CIRCLETIME to take 15% off your purchase. All right, I have to talk about this next sponsor because you know, you already know how much I love HelloFresh. Life is about to get so busy. My due date is literally days away. And HelloFresh will, I just know already, will be such a lifeline for Cody and me. Instead of eating out a bunch, we will still be able to eat home-cooked meals. And with the help of HelloFresh and getting fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes delivered straight to our door, it'll just make things so much easier, but also still healthy and delicious. Whether your New Year's resolution is to save money, eat better, stress less, whatever it is, HelloFresh is here to help you do all of that. When life gets busy, I also just like always just resort to one of my five go-to recipes that I've been making forever that aren't even that good. But HelloFresh has made me, one, kind of know what I'm doing in the kitchen, but also they just help keep things interesting. You know, things are changing. They have their biggest menu yet with over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle. They also have a lineup of quick and easy meals, including their 15-minute recipes designed to minimize mealtime stress. So it's the perfect option if you are setting a goal of actually sitting and eating around the dinner table, but you don't have much time. They really help you do it all, you know? HelloFresh also has over 30 health-forward options perfect for the new year, like Calorie Smart and Protein Smart. Also, Green Chef and Every Plate are now owned by HelloFresh also, so you can switch between the brands and enjoy an even wider array of meal plans to choose from with something for everyone, both brands at a discount with use. HelloFresh has been my go-to for years, as you know, and 2024 will truly be no different. I cannot wait to get my hands on some of those meals. Truly, every single thing we make from HelloFresh is so delicious. Go to HelloFresh.com/CircleTime and use code CircleTime free for free breakfast for life. That's right. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CircleTime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
With code CIRCLETIME FREE.
How tall is Dez?
So, thank you. Dez is 6'3". But this is the thing.
He's 6'3".
Look, he...
really intimidates me. Like, so if I were to, like, hang out with him, I would be like...
intimidates me.
Well, that...
He gives the energy of, like...
Dez is Hannah's husband.
Dez is my husband.
By the way.
He gives, like, immediate, like, JV soccer coach energy where, like, he's fun, but, like, you want to impress him.
Yeah.
And that's my own issues.
Yeah.
But... he actually comes across, like, I feel like he looks not that tall in photos. And then when people see him in person, they're like, you're big. But
I think also you're taller.
Oh, thank you.
So, like, you like when you're next to him, it's not like you guys aren't like a crazy height difference. So yeah. he doesn't look so much taller.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that like you're both just tall people.
I mean,
I think that's what it is.
I hope to have an athletic tall child. However, I do want to tell people the reason I like tall men is because of my own insecurities.
Okay.
Because I've always been strong. Like mm-hmm. I had calf muscles out of the womb.
Jealous.
Like I was strong. I remember a kid said that I had man arms like when I was like 9.
That's a compliment.
Honestly, toned as fuck.
Toned.
Like had abs when I was little.
Amazing.
It's just genetic.
Yeah.
So then like I always had this, and I was always playing sports. So I had this little fear that like I wasn't feminine enough. So then I think I was naturally getting attracted to these big men because mm-hmm. it was making me feel like the dainty flower that I didn't feel like I was.
Interesting.
So so I want people to understand that it's stemming from my own insecurities.
Wow. You're so self-aware.
I've done some work.
That's really impressive.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
But I realized I've actually never been more in touch with my feminine energy.
Than like just recently or did something or since you got married? What was it?
Good question. I think it's the whole concept of like decentering men from your life. I was boy crazy for sure.
Okay.
And I was definitely like, I think because I was a tennis player, I was pretty competitive. You know, you're always just like, you have to beat this girl, you have to beat that girl.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of comparisons. And I think I realized like, wait, girls are like all you have.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that like, but it's, and I didn't realize that for a while.
Yeah.
And I think I started to realize like men come and go and men are great. But like, these are your people.
Right.
And also your people doesn't have to be woman. It's like finding your, like, I feel like comedians are my people.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to find it. And then once I realized it's not like me versus the world and that I have a community, then like, I feel like it doesn't matter how you look. You either, and feminine energy is not like, oh, you're not assertive. You can be all the stereotypical masculine things.
Right.
But it's just like being confident in it.
That's beautiful.
I made all that up just now.
That was like insanely insightful. I don't know what word was going to come
out
there.
I was like kind of feeling LA. Like I felt like an LA cult leader there. I was like, just connect with your energy.
You said more than I've heard a lot of people in LA say.
But I was that girl when I was younger where I was like, I want to play like the boys. You're taught that like the boys are, you know, you don't want to be like an annoying girl.
Right.
And that's the narrative, where, especially as millennials. You're told, you know, you find your prince type stuff.
Right.
And then I realized later, like, oh, I can be assertive and loud and funny and still be a girly pop.
It's true.
Because you're just changing the narrative of it all.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like that kind of stuff just comes like as you get older.
Tired. You can't have the energy to like mask and like change stuff. Also, I feel like as you get older, you've gone through those times where like you lose yourself.
Yeah.
So like I felt out of alignment.
Right.
I felt like I'm betraying myself and I felt like who, what am I fucking doing right now?
Right.
And then you start getting too old to be like, I'm not pretending I'm something I'm not, and I'm not going to try to be what I think people want me to be.
Do you think like, because like you, when you met Paige, how old were you?
26.
So like you were already like an older, like you were in your,
she was an old maid,
late 20s.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, honestly, 20s are so chaotic and horrible. Like I don't even remember the early 20s.
Yeah. I unfortunately do.
They're
terrifying.
Terrifying. And people tell you that your early 20s are supposed to be the best time.
The best. And you're supposed to have like everything figured out.
Yes. You have shame and guilt. And then you're like 23. And I'm like, was I supposed to like have a Nobel Peace Prize by now? Like
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be Forbes 30 under 30. Like
right.
How am I going to get there when I'm an intern right now? Like you have so much pressure in your 20s when you don't even know what you're supposed to know.
Right.
And then 26, I remember I had a couple tough relationships where I'd started to like learn about myself and mm-hmm. boundaries and stuff like that. But 26, I was still like, what is this life?
Yeah. Well, 26 is like when it gets like kind of fun because you like kind of
have start
a
to
couple
know
things figured out.
Yes.
But you're still young enough to where you can like mess up.
Yes. You're still like, I'm silly.
Yeah.
26 was when I first realized I never want to do a corporate job.
Okay.
And I quit my corporate job when I was 25. And I basically was like, I want to be in video. I just kind of put out there, like, I want to do video.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had done some video, like, I did some sports broadcasting and I, like, loved it. And I was like, I just want to create. But I just was like, I can't make money doing that.
Right.
But I just put it in the universe. Again, kind of LA of me. But, like, I really think once, it's like if you tell yourself, you know when you're, like, trying not to think about something, that's all you see.
Right.
It's like reverse it, mm-hmm. where you just, like, keep, I'm like, video, video, video. Mm-hmm. Then I was on TV in a year and a half. It's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
But I still didn't know that, like, I was still very, like, I want to do TV, but I was doing stand-up. I was creating content. And reality TV kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of things that, like, made me very uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
But again, that's your 20s where you put yourself in different situations and you grow and learn from being in the wrong situations too.
Right.
But, like, meeting Paige was so cool because, like, she has a lot of things I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll say that, like, I have things she doesn't have.
Yeah.
But, like, I see, like, I just think she's, like, a star.
You guys compliment each other really well.
Yeah, she has this, like, confidence and, like, when she stands in a room and she could be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, how are you so quiet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's cool.
Right.
And then we have the same sense of humor. And once I realized, like, oh, when you have a girl on your team, you're fucking powerful.
Totally. I think, like, finding, like, that friend that just, like, it's like I have made so many good friends throughout my whole life, but, like, I met my best friend when I was in my 20s, like,
oh,
later
my God.
20s. And, like, there's something about it where it's like everything just, like, makes sense.
Yes.
And you're like, I love being a girl. Like, I love having girlfriends. It's like, it's true. Like, it's like,
yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, this is actually, like, the most fun relationship ever.
No, and I love men. Like, I fucking love men. But you're so, she is my wife.
Yeah.
Like, Paige is my wife.
Right.
As in, like, things have to go by her. Like,
right.
I have to get her opinion on things. I have to tell her everything. But relationships come in all shapes and forms. And you have to have the same level of, like, trust and love.
Totally.
And safe feeling.
Yes.
And I think I have been in situations where I've wanted people to like me who, like, it's just like my mom would always say, like, why don't you find friends who, like you?
Totally.
And I'm like, they don't like me?
Yeah, I'm like, well, they do. If they just knew. If I just changed everything
I
wore.
If I just said, like, one
and everything
funny
I said.
Thing.
If I changed who I am, Mom, they would actually really love me.
If I had a lobotomy and got a new face, they would be like, that's my bitch. But I wouldn't understand that. And now I realize, like, there is a reason sometimes you don't fuck with people. And that's for people who are like, oh, I want to learn how to network and stuff. I always say, I'm not that good at social climbing, but I am good at being myself. Where, like, I've met a lot of people that, like, my manager would be like, it'd be really great if you connected with them. And I'm like, I can't force it.
Totally.
I can't. And think about us. We've done everything we could to avoid each other.
100%.
Mostly me, like, trying to,
yeah.
And
we'll
we
never
still
forget,
come together.
Yeah. And here we are.
So I really feel like that with friendships, with relationships, like, don't force it and keep being yourself. Like, I feel like I could be silly around you and you won't leave the conversation being like, what do you mean by that?
Right. But also, there's, like, all of a sudden I realized I'm like, I don't care. I used to care so much more about, like, being weird or silly or whatever in front of someone and then being like, that was weird. But now I'm like, I'm going to be like this regardless. And they're either going to hang out with me or they're not. And, like, I actually don't give a fuck anymore.
That's powerful. It's
because there's, like, people, I love that part of myself. And also, like, there's people who love that for, like, part of me. And I don't need every single person in the world to love.
And that. It's also when you are yourself like that, like, I only fuck with people who are goofy.
Yeah.
And then there's people who, I guess, don't like that. And that's their own experience
totally.
Projecting onto
that's
you.
Okay.
But my crazy mind, I'm like, why don't you want to be goofy with me?
Being goofy is
I'm
so
like that
fun.
Annoying puppy who's, like, hitting the old and the older dog's like, please stop. And I'm like, but I feel like I've created a pretty safe space of, like, a small circle of people who, like, it's like my mom, my husband, Paige, and, like, one of my other friends that I've had for a while.
Yeah.
That I, like, really bounce off everything with. And I could be my, like, annoying, like, OCD, like, intrusive thought self.
Totally.
With. So then sometimes when I'm out of it, I'm like, oh, who am I with these other people and what do they want me to be? And then you just have to remember, like, it's at the end of the day, like you being happy and you giving off good energy, and that's all you can control.
Right. And it's like, I just remember so many times like trying to be friends with people, like even like when I was like 24.
Well, making friends as an adult is like,
it's so hard. But like, I remember like sitting in the car with someone and I was like, right before I said anything, I was going through my head being like, should you say that? Are you really going to, you're really going to say that
I've
right now?
I've been in relationships like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, same.
Where you're like walking on eggshells like, oh God, this is not going to go.
You know how I always say like one of the reasons I knew Cody, and like only the people I keep close to me now are like the people who should be around me, is when I just put all of my music that I have saved on shuffle and I let it play in the car and you're not like, where the fuck did that song come from? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like you listen, like the music I listen to when I'm by myself, if I can listen to that in front of someone, I know that they're actually like the right person to be hanging out with.
Do you remember when Lil Nas X came up with a song like, play it with your friends?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It was so fucking good. And so I played
it
800 times in a row. And Des, literally, it was like the eighth time I played it, getting ready. And he walks into the bathroom. He goes, what kind of sex dungeon are we in right now? And then next, you know, he's like humming it and singing
it. I mean, I'm not saying Cody likes all the music I play. I'm but just saying not, they accept it.
I'm not going to not play
and
it.
And I'm not like, where the, oh my God, what song is this? Like, I'm like looking at him the whole time I'm playing it, seeing his reaction, then changing it. You know what I mean?
All righty. You know it's a new year, and that means that there are all kinds of new opportunities out there to make connections, right? We're putting ourselves out there in 2024, and I know when it comes to dating, that can be tough, and it can be scary, and it's like, where do you even begin, you know? But that's why I'm excited about Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. As you all know, I am married, but if I were single today, Hinge would be so helpful and would be the app for me. I hear amazing things from friends that it is the app to use if you are trying to date intentionally. Hinge is the perfect dating app for the new year. If you want to put your best foot forward, you know, like go beyond the surface and express yourself. You can really show your personality on there and actually meet people who are on the same page and like laugh at the same things as you and just are right for you. And that's what I want for all my circlers. I love to help my friends update their profiles with the prompts. I have so much fun with that. And it's just fun to really get people's personalities out there and like see who you're actually going to be talking to instead of just a standard profile. You know, the new year is the perfect time to change up your profile. So try out some new prompts, try out some new pictures, and really just put yourself out there. You can do it. You've got this. Manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for. I'm excited to see you guys all go for it. You've got this. Try it out. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. 2024 is here. Isn't that insane? And it's exciting. And I cannot wait to see all of the things my beautiful, wonderful circlers accomplish this year. And I encourage any of you who have a desire to put yourself out there and try something new, start a brand, sell a product, post content, whatever dream you're holding on to, just go for it. Because you know, my life completely changed for the better when I went for it and I put myself out there online. And it brought me to all my circlers, and I could have never even dreamed up my life turning out the way it has. And you just never really know where putting yourself out there will take you in life. And that is why I can't speak highly enough about one of our sponsors, a service that I love that was so helpful when I was starting out, that is Squarespace. They are very beginner friendly and easy to use. Trust me, if I can do it, literally anyone can. Whether you are looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace makes it easy for you if you're just starting out with features like the flexible website templates. So there's designs for any category you can think of and you can customize and update them. And it really is so easy to use. My personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all of my content in one place. So it's just, you know, organized and all right there. And the custom merch allows me to easily sell my merch to my audience. They just make it so easy and just make everything feel really possible. I was always really scared to start, but when I used Squarespace, because it was so easy, I felt the confidence to do it. So I know you can too. Try it out for yourselves. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Des told me the other day that I have pretty basic taste. And I'm like, first of all,
like in general, sorry, or like in music?
In music. But he's older. So he's like, oh, you never heard of like this band in like the 20s? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm playing top 40. I also just like love hip hop, but he loves hip hop too.
Different kinds though.
I think he also like liked EDM back in the day. Like, and he'll play it. And I'm like, this is okay. Like, but it's an alarm clock right now. Like, I just want to have like some like smooth.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some Nelly.
Yeah, totally.
Like, say it's basic or it's just, you know, widely acceptable.
I wouldn't say that that's basic.
I don't think it's basic
you
either.
You know what's basic? Fred Again. Do you know Fred Again?
Don't even know.
See? Wow. Never mind. Maybe it's not basic.
I feel like you have really good taste in music.
No, I just listen to Taylor Swift. I'm not going to lie here. Like, that is what I listen to.
Are you like out
so
on
would,
the-
I think I have good taste in music as well.
Are you out? But are you a vocal Swifty?
I thank you for asking.
Yeah, because I feel like there's two kinds. There's the ones who are like, I'm a Swifty. And then there's the ones who every day is like, this is what she meant by this.
See, those ones scare me.
Yeah.
A bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do watch. I do take in a lot of the content.
I'm on Taylor Talk.
But like, I am really not good at like... saying when I'm a fan of something. Like, I think I should be better at it because I think I'm kind of a trendsetter sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't say anything.
You listen
so then
to
all
Giggly
of a sudden,
Squad.
It's true.
The but taste like, you know what of I should have said? Is impeccable.
I should have started talking about Giggly Squad years ago. Because now everyone's like, have you heard Giggly Squad? I'm like, yeah, I've already been listening to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I do feel like you are a trendsetter, not to suck up to you too much, but like, even like your aesthetic of how you do things. And I think it's because you don't care that much what other people think of you.
That's so nice.
No, but for real. Thank you. And I do. And when you definitely feel like proud and comfortable with what you're putting out to the world, which is like so fucking hot. So then people are like, oh, I want to be like that.
Thanks.
But yeah, where are you from originally again?
L.A.
She's, you know.
We're
city girls.
Yeah.
And I do think growing up in the city, you have more of a inclination to be like, what's the next thing? What's the trend?
See, you grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I feel like you were more of like in the city than I was. Like, I was in like the suburbs of LA.
Yeah.
But I was still around a lot
different
types of people, I feel like, which opened my eyes to a lot more.
And I also say, even being from Brooklyn, I still wasn't like a Manhattan girl. Like, I'm not, like, I wasn't doing acid at 11. Like, I'm not Julia Fox level.
You weren't like Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, and I wasn't that, like, I feel like the city kids, it's so funny because there is the, like, doing drugs at, like, 8, and then there's the, like, really rich Upper East Side,
yeah,
like, royalty type shit.
Yeah.
And the Brooklyn kids, we were just kind of, it is kind of like, it's not the suburbs, but, like, we were not, like,
you were, like, a little bit removed.
We were a little removed, yeah, from it, but we were definitely, like, in a very beautiful culture of,
right,
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But I do remember I went to high school in Manhattan, and there was this feeling of, like, people wearing tutus and, like, just crazy fashion, where it was, like, it was right by LaGuardia, which is where, like, Chalamet and Lady Gaga went,
right,
like, whatever.
Right.
So it was just a lot of cool fashion. And I felt like if you were dressing like other people, it, like, wasn't cool.
Right.
And then I went to University of Wisconsin, where have...
Go.
Go Badgers.
Thank you.
I forget that
I
you listened to me.
I actually love that school and that area.
Madison.
Yeah.
Is
that's
so
the
incredible.
Word I was looking for.
Oh, it's such an incredible town.
Yeah.
But because a lot of people were from the Midwest, I felt like, because a lot of people were similar races and religion and politics,
mm-hmm,
you stick out like a sore thumb when you're even a little different.
Yeah.
So it was like if you, everyone was dressing the same, so you kind of just ended up kind of conforming.
Yeah.
So I felt lucky that I grew up in a place where it was very like, oh yeah, where'd you get, what thrift store did you get that from?
Right, right, right.
And I miss a lot. Like I'm missing, and I'll get like hate online for like what I wear and stuff, and I'm like, I'm figuring it out, girl.
I love what you wear. Also, like, who the fuck cares?
Well, so Paige is really on trend.
Yeah.
And like she's aspirational. So sometimes people who follow her like somehow start following me, and then they get confused,
right,
what kind of content they're consuming. And then they do the classic, did Paige approve of your outfit? And I'm like, Paige supports me for me.
She Paige looks at, loves me for me.
She goes, that is so you. I'm obsessed with it.
Right.
It's never caused tension.
Right.
I'd argue if I tried to dress like Paige, she'd be like, are you okay? I'm worried about you.
Like, you have to, like, compliment each other. Like, sometimes, like, I have a friend who, like, I know that if she likes my outfit, I like, we have similar tastes.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are just times where she'll send me something and I'm like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. But I know you're going to get it and you're going to look so good in it because you're like so cute and so perfect and like, mm-hmm, it's going to be great. I would never put that on my body, but you're going to look amazing.
And that's like real friendship because you're being honest.
Right.
And Paige will also be honest in terms of like, I know you're loving this like long jean skirt vibe. I know it's making you happy inside. I don't love it on you.
That's nice.
And I say, you know what? That's a fucking real one right there.
Have you dabbled? Have you opened your mind to dabbling in ballet flats yet?
Hell fucking no. I'm not trying to tear an ACL because I'm wearing a ballet. That's not a shoe.
I love them.
I will. No, but look at me coming for ballet flats so hard. I have wide feet.
Okay.
They're not fitting in a little ballet flat.
I mean, I get it.
And also, like, what if I need to run?
Right. No, that totally makes
what
sense.
What if a lion comes out,
mm-hmm,
in the city and I have to run? Like, I think it's because I was raised in sneakers.
Yeah.
Ballet flat, it feels like the patriarchy.
Yeah.
It feels, mm-hmm, like we're binding our feet in some capacity. And, like, God forbid, women had to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
When are we going to kick you with a ballet flat? No, I want to kick you with a dad sneaker.
That's, I mean, I dabble in both. These are huge.
Those are cool.
Thanks.
A little platform is powerful.
Yeah, I do fall a lot. Like, my ankles are always like, I thought I had to retire them when I got pregnant, but I've been kind of just like risking it all.
For those extra 2 inches.
Like I said before we started recording, like, I kind of just refused to change anything except just, I just keep ordering bigger sizes of jeans. And I'm like, this is not working.
Someone needs to report you because wearing jeans in general is like an attack.
Okay.
And you're wearing jeans pregnant.
Yeah.
Showing up to a podcast where we have to sit and talk. Like, I'm wearing sports pants because God forbid I bloat even a little.
Mm.
And I mean, you're pulling it off and it looks incredible. Why are you doing this to yourself?
What kind of self-hatred? Okay. First of all,
what's the brand?
Of jeans?
Yeah.
Or like, what's my brand? Like, what's my personal brand?
That was actually the most LA answer.
Was it?
My personal brand?
What's I feel like I don't come off very LA. I'm so sorry I asked for my personal, what my personal brand was.
No, but what kind of jeans are they? Because they are fitting.
These are girlfriend.
Yes.
Girlfriend denim.
Love it.
These were my favorite jeans before I got pregnant. And I just, like, it really scared me when I first got pregnant that I was going to, like, lose every part of who I am because I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And like, especially like I love clothes and I didn't want to just like succumb to just like
sweatsets,
like
every
leggings.
Day.
And like, I mean, I wear a lot of leggings now, but like, it's like, I just, I want to still feel like I can like dress cute.
Yeah. You still want to pull off a look.
I still want to pull off a look.
Yeah.
And I think it's been like it, that has helped a lot, like enjoy being pregnant.
All right. I feel like some of you will be able to relate to me on this, but if you're anything like me, one of the hardest parts about becoming an adult was not only like having to book my own doctor's appointments, because that's scary enough, but also just like making sure I'm finding the right doctor, because when it's all of a sudden up to you, it just gets really scary. And entering adulthood and realizing you can't just count on your parents to find all the best doctors and line up appointments and all of that is rough and it's scary. And I get it. I would ask literally everyone I know for recommendations. I'd finally call a doctor's office and they would have like a mile long wait list, or they wouldn't take my insurance, or it was just intimidating and scary. So then I would just stop calling and I would just Google my symptoms or end up listening to advice on TikTok from quote unquote health experts because I didn't know what else to do. And then I was just spiraling, you know? That was until I found ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, who are located near you, and treat almost any condition you are searching for. The average wait time to see a doctor book on ZocDoc is between 24 to 48 hours. I've even gotten a same-day appointment before. It's just the best. So there's no more anxiously calling the doctor's offices and feeling scared and intimidated. You book right there in the app with just a few taps. It's so great. ZocDoc has saved me so much time and anxiety, and I know all my circlers would love it. Go to ZocDoc.com/circletime and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/circletime. ZocDoc.com/circletime.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the host of Work Party, a podcast for ambitious women looking to create and cultivate the career of their dreams. Work Party is paving the way for a new generation of women, women who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Every Wednesday, we bring in leading female powerhouses for real talk and BS-free advice on building your business. You'll hear from female founders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and so many other badass ladies. Are you ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Then tune into Work Party, the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode.
It's funny because when my mom was pregnant and I see photos, that was like an era for her, because it was like the 90s, like smocks, where she'd wear all these like colorful smocks with like dad sneakers.
It's cute.
In New York City. And then she said it was so hot in New York City that summer, she shaved her head.
No.
So she's, what? And she looks so badass, like
wait,
glasses,
that's so
shaved
cool.
head, big smock, and just like walking around the city.
That's so cool of her.
Yeah. So part of me is like, if I get pregnant one day, it's like I'm leaning in.
You have to shave your head. No, wait, no, I want to shave my head.
I mean, you have the bone structure. You and Paige have the bone structure. I don't, I feel like I'd look like a hard-boiled egg that I brought into a van and made people sniff the whole time.
I think that you could easily pull it off.
Also, I feel like my personality would be like so obnoxious if I shaved my head. Like I would, I wouldn't, I'd just be like, it's too much already. I mean, no, it's perfect. But
it's
like,
perfect. But also you have to let this hair color like ride its wave.
Yeah.
Because it's too good.
Thank you.
But.
You know, I wasn't Next going up, for this hair color.
Buzz. What were you,
you guys
going
can't
for?
See it, but I was going for like pretty like ambery red.
I can see a little bit of red.
Yeah. And my hairdresser stylist you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna. She's my hair guru.
Yeah.
She's my hair shaman. She said, okay. And then she just did what she wanted to do.
Oh my God, I love her.
It's like when I get my nails done and I'm like, I want to go orange. And they're like, okay. And then they just don't do it. People don't support my vision, but she was right.
Yeah.
But I love how she didn't communicate it to me at all. She just
didn't say a single thing. That's insane.
I think she thought my eyebrows would look weird if my eyebrows are too dark and then I go for like too red.
Okay.
But it's also, she didn't bleach it, so the hair still feels healthy.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Thank you. Long story short, I like it, but I love how she was just like, I'm going to go with my vision.
That's probably means she's a good hairstylist.
Well, she... I heard like with Judaism, so random. Like, you know how
you're so religious today.
So religious today. You know, in Sex and the City, when she wanted to be Jewish and they kept like shutting the door on her.
Which one?
Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
And they kept being like, no. And then finally they were like, okay, you tried hard enough.
Yeah.
That's how I've been with going red.
Okay.
Like 2 years ago, I was like, I want to go red. And she was like, no. And then like 6 months later, I was like, should we go red? And she's like, no. And then... a year and a half, I was like, I still want to go red. And she's like, okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't like a phase you were going through or you weren't just like having a moment.
Right.
And I'm like, I have been having a moment for a while. Yeah. I've been going through it. My mom was like, don't do it while you're premenstrual. I'm like, I'm always premenstrual.
Yeah.
But I really think
How do you even know when you're premenstrual?
I start getting very like introspective. Like something will happen. I'll be like, this is so...
Then do you use an app? Do you track it with an app?
I actually do track it with Flow, but I put in the wrong dates, so I'm like gaslighting myself to think I'm always PMSing.
Nice.
I like change it. I'm like,
so you're just
PMSing.
Always introspective. Yeah. And you're like, I'm just PMSing.
I'm not like an angry PMS. I'm more like something little happens and I'm like, why would they do this to me again? My enemies are out to get me. People are like, you're waiting in line at a Starbucks.
And you're like, no, my Flow app says I'm supposed to be PMSing, so therefore I'm going to cry about this.
I guess my boobs hurt a little.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I feel like you can convince yourself that you're PMSing at any time.
Okay.
If you believe it.
Well, it's kind of like being pregnant. Like, I'm like, well, I'm pregnant, so I'm going to cry, obviously.
I had a psychic tell me that I'm going to be like... wild emotionally when
I'm
pregnant.
I thought you were gonna tell us you're pregnant.
But do you feel like you have a different personality?
No, I actually don't. I've actually like this. It does suck because the last few days have been. It's been dark.
You're chucking yourself all around America.
It's true. I'm tossing myself around.
Yeah.
But yesterday, anytime I tried to speak to anyone, I would just start crying. Like the amount of conversations I attempted to have and then would just instantly start crying. It was like almost pathetic.
When you're two words in and you're like, sorry.
Like I tried to send a voice memo to someone, but also didn't want to like re-record it. So I was like just powering through. And I was like,
Were you crying about something else? Or what was happening in the voice memo?
It was just anything that was going on. Anytime I literally opened my mouth to speak to someone else. We had an interior designer over. She said, you look like you're going to cry. I said, I am. Like, she didn't deserve that. I FaceTimed my parents like 7 hours later. And I was totally fine watching Gilmore Girls, like singing, dancing in my house by myself. Call my parents. They're like, how are you? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just like been a really hard day. No, it hasn't. You've been watching Gilmore Girls all day.
I do have to say something about us being on TV. When someone puts a camera on you, it is so easy to cry.
That's true.
Like I just did the Drew Barrymore show for like a quick second.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Thank you.
How does this compare?
Coming out on the 3rd. Drew Barrymore.
How does this compare? Do I feel like Drew?
You feel like Drew, but Drew Barrymore, she will laugh and cry in the same sentence.
Yeah.
She cried the whole show. The whole show. Like, this is a daytime TV show. People are crying in the audience. She's crying. And I'm a comedian, so I'm out here and I'm like, let's make some jokes. It gets to the end and she like finally stops and asks me like a serious question about my life. I'm like, look at the camera. And you just feel like... And I was making fun, like backstage, the producers are like, there's so many tears. I'm like, so much crying going on. I'm loving it.
Stop.
But you know,
you didn't cry.
I cried. Like when people put cameras on you and they ask you about your life, you have this moment where you're like, you see that little girl and like your whole montage goes through and you're sitting on camera on TV and someone's like, have you been through anything difficult? And you're just like,
actually,
but I guess that's why I like to entertain. Like it comes out.
That's your natural. I cry. Like I'll like vlog. I vlog.
Yes.
And I cry. Like I don't understand. Like some, like if I'm vlogging like a week, if I'm vlogging like a week of my life,
you're gonna get tears.
At one point or another, I will cry. Sorry, I don't know. Like, sorry, I cry once a week. Sue me.
Okay, I'm gonna post a vlog this week of me not crying, and there's just no footage because you cried the whole week.
I mean, I feel like my cries are pretty tasteful. Yeah. And then I saw a comment that was like, wow, she's so emotionally unstable. All she's ever doing is crying, blah, blah, blah. And I was
like,
that's
misogyny.
But I'm like, oh, I didn't know you just sat at home and didn't cry.
Maybe if men cried more, they wouldn't punch walls.
That's true. My first ever boyfriend punched a hole in the wall once.
Did he cry a lot?
No, but he did find God. And it was around the same time.
It all comes back to God on this podcast.
It was around the same time.
Mm-hmm. And God was like, maybe you should cry. Just let it out.
He cried occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. There's just a lot of pent up stuff. But I'm guilty of that. Like, if I feel, I won't cry for a long period of time. And then something that's not worth a cry.
Yeah. Warrants.
A cry will happen because I'm so like layered and I'm crying about everything in that one moment. So whoever's with me is like, the Starbucks order is coming. The Starbucks order is going to be on the way. And I'm just like, it's just been like, everything goes going wrong. Right.
It just feels like nothing is happening that's right for me.
No one prioritizes my needs. And they're like, the green tea is going to be here in a minute. I swear to God. And if it's not, everyone's going to be okay.
It's hard.
So I have to cry more often.
Yeah. But like, that's what I was going to say. There was like a couple months of pregnancy where I was like, didn't cry. Just was like totally normal, totally fine. And I think just like this past week, it was like, let's bring it back.
I get a little envious of people who cry. Like I was actually on stage once and I started doing crowd work and the girl started crying. And I'm very like, I'm not out here trying to make anyone upset.
She cried at what you were saying to her?
Well, I didn't know because I was kind of just being like, what's going on? Like asking her questions.
Yeah. Your crowd work seems like pretty nice.
No, it's very like everyone's in on the joke. Right. And if it's a man, like they love the attention.
Right.
And the girl wants me to kind of make fun of them. Yeah. Then they go home and she's like, she wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
So it's everyone's learning and growing.
Exactly.
So I kind of just like the girl's making eye contact and I asked her something about like, who knows? And she started crying and I was like, oh my God. And her friend was like, no, she's really happy. Like she wanted you to talk to her. And then I'm like, to be so in touch with your emotions, to just cry that easily.
Yeah.
I'm almost envious of because I feel like I've suppressed a lot to just because like, especially as an athlete, you can't be like, I'm nervous. I'm scared. You're just like, I'm numb.
Right.
So when people cry easily, I'm like, it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be called crazy. Because she was having the best time out of anyone.
Right.
And she was free to, it's also like an orgasm for your eyes.
So true.
Just let it out.
Let it out. It feels so good after.
Take a nap after.
Exactly.
Put a little like icy spoon
mm-hmm.
and live your best life.
It's true. I do love a happy cry.
Those are beautiful.
Did you cry at your wedding?
I wanted to cry so hard. So I like definitely, I pushed it.
You
like,
got
I
a camera
in.
Out.
Yeah. I was like, so kidding. I forced myself to cry when he proposed.
You did.
It was like a force, but I basically was like, I'm crying. Like I planned. I was like, I'm going to cry.
Did you know he was going to propose?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Okay. My dad.
Spilled the beans.
My dad. I was in the bathroom and I keep the door open when I'm peeing in like my parents' place. I think because my mom always kept it open.
That's insane.
I think my
even
mom,
when your dad's home. What if just, your brother's in town?
I like it's like a little open. Like it's not like a wide open. It's
do
like,
they have dogs or cats?
If cats.
What if they come and open it?
I hope the cats join me.
If that's cats, fine, but then who's gonna close it?
Well, it's more like my mom would always keep it open. Because, like, God forbid we do something while she's peeing. Like, it was very, like, everyone's okay.
Right.
So I don't, it's not like a lock the door cemented situation. The door is a little ajar.
Ajar, yeah.
Ajar.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us.
Yes, we said ajar.
We said ajar.
You guys need to look it up. It's A-J-A-R.
We're learning in circle time today.
Yeah, we always do.
So I guess he was in the garage and Dez kind of like asked whatever, which I think is like, you don't, my dad was like, yeah, she's your problem now. But it was very like my dad hugged him. It was like, this is amazing. And then my dad walks in and just looks at my mom and goes, Dez asked, you know, if he can marry Hannah. And I'm just sitting there on the toilet like, oh my God.
So he didn't know you were in the bathroom.
No. Aww. And I was like right there. But like, I kind of knew, but I want to be surprised. Like, no, people are like, oh my God, I hate surprises.
Yeah.
Someone fucking surprised me.
Oh my God. I say this all the time.
Someone think of something fun.
There are bad, like, I don't want to be bad surprised.
True.
But like, for my birthday, tell me we're not doing anything. make me miserable. Take me to a room and have everyone I love in one room. Not that hard.
Make me think that I'm kidnapped and that life is over.
Life is done.
And then my mom's here.
Yeah. My whole family's here.
So I was kind of like, ugh, whatever, but at least I don't know when it is. And then I remember he was, when I first met him, I had to go film reality TV.
Okay.
So we were getting to know each other and he would send me these like songs with autotune.
Okay.
Of like funny comedy bits, like about how he lost the remote control or that.
Like of him?
Of him singing about like whatever situation is going on in the house. Like,
I
it
love
was
that.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I can't really be on my phone cause I'm fighting with people.
Right.
So I would like at the end of the night, like listen and laugh.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And I guess, you know, people stopped trying after, you know.
Haven't gotten one of those
months.
In a while.
I didn't get it for a while because we were living together.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I hear him in the other room at like 7 a.m. singing. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like kind of listening. I'm like, I think he's putting together like singing video. So I woke up with a text and it was him doing a funny video. And at the end, he was like, will you marry me? And like, as you know, I always envisioned I would be proposed to in bed. I always like knew I was going to get proposed to in bed.
Really?
It's comfy. It's safe. It's my safe space. He's a morning person, which is like another problem I'm not going to get into.
Yeah, so is Cody.
So we are getting divorced about that. But when he proposed, it was fun because it got to the end and then I turned over and he was like kneeled over the bed.
That's really sweet.
And I cried because I kept saying this over and over again, which is my own issues. But I was like, this is something that I tried the least hard.
Yeah.
To get, like, I feel like my whole life I was like fighting so hard to accomplish things.
Yeah.
And this was something so beautiful that I didn't have to try.
Yeah.
And I like cried that something happened to me in this life that like I didn't have to like force and battle and earn.
Right. That's what it should be.
And I always thought I had to like earn people's love.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had
That's
this
beautiful.
Release of that. Yeah. Thank you.
That was really sweet.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Yeah. No.
It's okay.
So anyway. But yeah, I won't cry. And then I'll cry in the weirdest situations and weird everyone out.
Yeah. That's kind of fun, though. You're keeping everyone on their toes.
I had like a comedy panel, like all comedians, and they're just asking us funny questions.
Yeah.
And it was for Variety. Like it was kind of a moment. Again, you know, there was a camera.
Yeah.
And everyone's being so funny. And I was funny on my first question. And we're all just going around trying to like out silly each other. And then someone asked me something about like, how did you know you were going to be a comedian? And I was like, I always thought I'd be a tennis player. I start crying. I'm looking at my agent and I'm like, is this bad? And he gave me like a thumbs up.
Okay.
And like people in the crowd started crying. And then the next comic was like, how the fuck am I supposed to follow that? And then afterwards, everyone was like, what the fuck was that back there? And I'm like, I don't know, guys. I keep a lot inside.
Wow. You're bringing all of the emotions to the table.
Yeah, I guess I definitely are not afraid once I feel it to let it out. I just don't know when it's going to come.
Yeah.
And it could be months.
Yeah. When's the last time you cried?
Well, I was PMSing this week and I feel it come on, but I push it down.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week we're PMSing.
This year I PMSed. It's my PMS year.
Good. That's good. You went off birth control.
Yes, I have been off birth control.
Am I just like a stalker?
No, I'm obsessed with
it. I listen every week.
I'm obsessed that you listen because you podcast so much.
It's the one podcast Cody and I agree on.
I mean, he's a feminist icon. So honestly, I feel like it does keep him probably like he won't miss anything on pop culture. Obviously, we say stuff wrong all the time.
He knows how to treat a woman now. Well, he kind of always did. But like, I feel like he like gets it.
He gets it.
He also then like I'm like, see, I told you I'm not crazy. Like, other people are saying these things too.
Yes. So you're kind of like normalizing and, yeah, making things seem less like outlandish when you're trying to teach him the ways.
Right. The only thing I've ever disagreed with you guys on.
Oh my God.
Travis Kelce.
Let's talk. Wait, what, where are we, kind of change on it a little
bit.
I
haven't listened in a couple weeks.
I came in hot.
It wasn't you. Paige gets the ick.
I do not get the ick with Travis Kelce.
So for me personally.
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
This is another one. I've loved him for like a year.
Yeah.
Before all of this Taylor Swift.
Where'd you discover him?
His podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Paige, it doesn't look like it from her current situation. She loves ugly men. Mm. She does not want stereotypically hot men.
Okay.
We don't know how she's with Craig, but it's working.
He's ugly.
Craig's a beautiful specimen.
No, he is. They're beautiful together.
And they're beautiful together.
Yeah.
But historically, she's going through a Taylor era.
That's how you know you're with the one. Cody's the first guy I ever dated that like went to college.
But this is the thing. We'll argue with you. I'm nervy to say that he's the one. Travis is the one for her.
Why?
Because I feel like they're 2 months in. It's during his football season.
Hannah.
Oh, you think they've been together for a long time?
No. How long were you with Dez?
2 months. You bitch. You little bitch.
He is in his football era.
He's every year. He's playing football. I know. But like during football season, I feel like you never see them. They're like, they're making time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a very like, but no, I fully believe that you can find the one early. I've had multiple bad experiences with football guys.
Oh, see, I've never dated an athlete. Well, Cody's the first athlete.
He is marathon. Mm-hmm. As someone who's dated football players at very high levels.
That's okay. That was a flex.
You heard it here first?
Very high levels.
Very high levels means college, very high football. Concussions. So many concussions. So I dated like the Travis Kelce position.
Tight ends.
Mm-hmm. At University of Wisconsin. Mm. And that he was only 21. Travis is what? Like, let's say 30.
He's
33.
He just turned, he was born in 1989.
So that's 13 more years of concussions than the guy I dated. 100%. And the guy I dated spelled the word isn't, I-S-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
Also bringing back religion, he was a born again.
Virgin,
which was the most, because he was like very, he was, you know, these guys, they're very hot.
Question on the.
Ask me anything.
The B-A-V. Born again virgin.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I was like, what?
Was it, had you guys had sex?
No, but
and
he's
then
had
he became.
Sex. No, he's had sex before.
Okay.
So like we started dating and he was like, oh, sorry, I'm a born again virgin. I was like, okay, so am I. Let's take each other's virginity. And he like it was crazy. And then I think he cheated on me and had sex with someone.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Or at least afterwards he had sex with people.
Yeah.
So, and then he was like mad because I didn't want to go to church with him and I didn't want to go to Bible study. Because I was like, first of all, you can't read. What are you doing in Bible study?
Right.
What are you studying?
Yeah.
You can't retain any information.
Never.
And for anyone who's upset right now, I'm raising awareness for CTE. It was literally CTE charity that I was doing.
That's beautiful.
The amount of charity I've done for CTE. No, but these guys, it actually raising awareness. Like he said he would get hit and just see purple and go to like the wrong side of the field and they would just push him in. And then they'd be like, if you have a concussion,
awful.
We have to take you out. And he's like, I can't be taken out. Like, this is my dream. I need to go pro.
I don't think Travis has that.
I think you're blinded by the beauty that is.
Maybe. I do have a bit of a crush on him.
My question is, she is the genius.
Yeah.
He is very funny. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're compatible?
I think that they're both like a little bit cheesy and goofy.
True. I see that. I see that.
But they're also like not afraid to show it.
I see that, which I love.
I love that too. And I feel like she was with so many like artsy types before.
Yeah, I don't know how she did that.
Where I get it.
Yeah.
Like those guys that she was dating before were like my old type.
See, I couldn't because I'm too big. I would like carry them around Ariana Grande.
Sometimes I think about like one of the guys I dated and I'm like, That I like genuinely could was like double the size of him. Like sometimes I think about like the logistics you of that. And I'm like, I was like a big girl to him. Like
you
I
grabbed his hand when you were crossing the street.
like I'm like, what were we doing?
And like, I think that's fine. Like there, I don't think women have to be, it's more like your own securities.
I was like totally fine. I dated a guy
once who like played guitar and I was punching walls. I became an angry man.
The guitar is tough.
Because he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, oh, he's selling tons of records. Like he was like making up music.
No, that's tough.
And like trying to put rhymes together. And I'm like, do we have to sit here through the process of you being a bad poet?
Yeah.
And like, I don't think you know how to play guitar. I think you YouTubed it yesterday. And like,
YouTube Jack Johnson chords.
And it was always like the most inappropriate time. Like,
right.
Let's ruin the mood. And I was just like, oh, and I did date another musician once. But yeah, they were very in touch with their emotions. And I think that freaked me out because I was trying to suppress years of tears.
Right.
So I did go for these athletes. There are the violence in football, like doesn't always create like the kind of guy that I wanted to be with.
Yeah.
So I have my own reasons and also the lifestyle.
You like, do know a lot more than I do about dating a football player. I've never dated one.
And like, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I mean,
well, not all
I'm not
players.
Saying that they were catches. They were just different. They were just different type. They were like the football players of small boys.
Soft boys. Yeah. I do have to say I was so traumatized from the football players that's why I ended up having sex with the mascot. Because right. I was like, what is the opposite of the football guys?
Which is the best thing you could have ever done.
And I highly recommend mascots. They're funny. They're silly.
Yeah.
And
but see, Travis is kind of funny and silly.
He is funny and silly.
The artists that she was dating, they were all too serious. And like, yeah, and she couldn't just be like funny and silly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that he brings that out of her.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need like a brooding artist. Oh.
No, like after tour, the thing is they'll both understand like after her tour, she's tired. After his game, he's tired. Mm-hmm. I don't need a guy waiting for me in the wings being like, you know, this reminds me of the time that my mother told me that, like, shut the fuck up.
100%.
And I do like that he really is like proud to be with her.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Because I just like no one gives her that.
I'm just worried how close they are to the sun.
Yeah, I get that.
Just because. The way the media works is like they give them attention.
I know.
Then they break them down.
Yeah.
And they build them up. Then they break them down. And like, I don't want her to be broke down again. Like, she just recovered.
I totally agree.
It makes because they love breaking down women who are getting too popular.
Yeah. But she's been through it before.
She's not afraid of it.
I don't think she's afraid of it anymore.
I think she's almost like,
she's seen it all. She's not just like it's not like she just like came out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like she's been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
That I feel like she, I'm getting like a little bit passionate about her.
Are you about to cry?
No. I had to think about that for a second, but I actually don't think I am.
She goes, wait, let me. No, that was a different feeling. That was agita.
That is constant. I've been sitting here this entire time, like, just trying to hold down.
Have you been pukey?
Not like actually throwing up, but yeah. I have the worst indigestion and heartburn. And it's just, there's always a little something coming up.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a mom? And are you afraid of having a child?
I did always want to be a mom. Sorry, I keep bunking my mic. I have always wanted to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am afraid of having a child.
Beautiful.
It's definitely scary.
I've been doing research with moms and I'm getting this like, very alternative types of answers.
I think I'm actually in this moment, I'm more scared of just like the giving birth.
Yeah.
Of it all.
Like the admin.
Exactly.
Of getting it in to out.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's one of those things that you think about. At least I thought about it so much. Like growing up, I've always thought about being a mom. Thought about what it's like being pregnant. Okay, I'm doing that now. I totally get it. Get it, got
we're
it,
here.
Understand what it's all about now. But you always think about like, what's it going to be like when what does it actually feel like to give birth? What does a contraction actually feel like? What is, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you see it in the movies.
And then you're like, well, everyone's done it before me, so like I must be able to do it.
Exactly.
But then you're like, but it seems fucking scary. I know sometimes women gatekeep. I'm like, are we gatekeeping the level of pain?
I think some might be. But.
And the whole like the butthole ripping.
That's another one that scares me.
But honestly, like go off. Like.
The more holes, the better is like what I always say. No, I'm so scared.
That's what we always say.
I've literally never once said that in my life. I'm like, one hole is totally fine. I actually don't need to involve any other one ever.
But when I talk to a lot of moms, they say these things like, you know, it's the most beautiful thing ever, having a baby.
I've heard that too.
But then they're like, but it ruins your life.
I'm not so worried about that.
Why?
Because I think like our life will just get better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to be easy, mm-hmm. but I think that like.
It enhances.
It will enhance more than it will take away.
Yes.
As long as we make sure that we aren't like giving up ourselves and our relationship and our lives completely. Like, yes. I think Cody and I both have like a solid grasp on reality. Mm-hmm. And also like what makes us happy as individuals and as a couple. And what will make us happy as parents. And yes. So, like, you need to have all of that to, like,
yes.
be happy in it.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about that. Right now, it really is just, like, having him exit my body. Because it's so inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, like when you're not pregnant, you're like, oh, I'll have a kid one day. It'll probably hurt. But now I'm like, I'm literally going to have one in, like, 9 weeks.
And you're at the point where, like, it has to go somewhere. And the only way is out.
100%.
I do think that I'm going to get to the point where I'm so sick of worrying about myself all the time.
Yeah.
That I would love to have something else that I can just care about.
Yeah.
Like it gets boring, like the same old shit. Did you just burp?
Oh, yeah.
I've
been
like
burping the whole time.
So adorable.
Thanks. It was cute for me too.
But also some people talk about like the cheat code of maybe like women nowadays, what if we didn't have to have kids? Like, is that a thing? Like, is that a life that more women are going to have? And I'm speaking in a very like general state. I think I'm going to have a family.
I can see that happening. And I think it's like, I don't think every woman should be a mom. Mm-hmm. Not like.
She's like, look.
I'm not saying like not everybody's cut out for it. I'm just saying like, if you don't want to be a mom, I think like definitely don't.
Yeah.
Because that's another human that you're bringing into the world. And if you don't want to care for another human, you just want to care about yourself.
Yeah.
More power to you. Go care about yourself. That's amazing.
As a, you know, thinking career wise and your brand.
Yeah.
I honestly think like you're going to pop off like with baby. Like, I feel like it's going to enhance your creativity and enhance your life.
I think so too. I just have to find a way to do it where I'm not like exploiting him.
Exactly. I heard some people talk about like, cause I'm worried like, oh no, if I have a baby, am I just going to like not care about my career and shit? But people say you get like this mom brain where you become like a super mom. Like I could see you like starting a brand of some kind or like getting more, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to,
I can see that
be a good, like you're going to be even more yourself.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I don't know like how much of it will be like in front of the camera and how much of it will be like business side of things.
Exactly.
I can see like the business side of my life kind of taking off after.
Yeah.
Whereas right now it's all very much just in front of the camera.
Yeah. And a lot of moms become like, you become part of this community you didn't even know was there.
Right.
Like I see it online when like someone has a kid where it's suddenly like, so many people feel more connected to you.
Right.
Because of that life.
Yeah.
And I know that you're going to do everything like your own way and be very open-minded about like what's best for the kid and stuff. So that'll be an interesting kind of journey.
Thanks.
That I will follow.
I'm excited for you to follow it, I guess.
And I'm using you as kind of a experiment.
To see how it goes.
Yeah. Like I'll be like, how's your pussy?
Yeah. And I'll be like, it's just one big hole now.
Just
straight to my ass.
It's just a gaping open
I told
space.
Him, don't sew it up. Leave it.
I want you to see what I've been through and remind you every day.
Oh my God. No. Cody won't even be like looking at the baby being born. I don't want him to like look at that.
Is he going to DJ your birth?
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
He's like, and push. And push.
Like, get the fuck out of here. If he like brings up DJing.
I'm remembering the story of how we wanted to DJ your wedding. Imagine if last second you're like, okay, babe, you got to get all the stuff. And then he's like, wait, I need my DJ set.
He's like, friends bring the turntables in as I'm like pushing. He's like, I thought it would be good vibes for the baby.
The doctor's like, hold on one sec. I need to help him with this turntable.
I have a request. Hang on one second. I want to go put it in with the DJ.
I'm dead. But yeah, it's going to just like be very exciting. And I can't wait to see how it unfolds. No pun intended.
Oh, God. Well,
how it
I can't wait either. This actually episode might be out when the baby's already here. So we'll see how it's going.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I could talk to you for like 4 more hours.
No, same.
But unfortunately, we have to wrap it up because we've been talking for a long time.
This has been so much
this
fun.
This has been so fun. I really hope that you'll want to come back on again.
This is an honor. And we're definitely going to organize you coming on Giggly some kind of
You guys experience. Don't do guests.
We don't do guests, but like we have friends. We have friends.
If I could just like pop by, I would like love to pop by sometime.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
But you guys can also just keep coming on Circle Time. It's same
literally
thing.
Easy anytime. And I will be in LA eventually. So hopefully I'll meet said child.
Yeah, you can meet the baby, of course. Okay, well, Hannah, thanks for joining. Do you want to tell the Circlers where they can find you?
Oh, yeah. Go follow me on TikTok, on Instagram. I have Burner Phone, which is my new podcast with my husband.
That is very exciting.
So that's pretty fun. We do call-ins and stuff.
I love that.
And then I'm on tour. So I'm going to a lot of new places, hannahburner.com/shows. See if I'm in your city.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Love you. See you next time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.